Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Beshalach, Shabbos Shira, Tashin Ayin Tes, Lun Shemin Zchus Fufurshim, Vavrach Tzubir, Rivka Bari, Besor Shechol Yisrael, and four, Tzipor Aleya, Baschai Masha, Besor Shechol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Kedushas Yontav. Kedushas Yontav was the father of the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoilish, Zchus Yogan Alainer. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. Yosef Elokim Esa'am Derech Hamidbar Yamsu, V'chamushim Allah B'nei Yisrael Meret Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the people, took Klal Yisrael toward the way, towards the Yam Suf, and Klal Yisrael were armed when they went up from Egypt. And Rashi says, "Hasebi min haderech pshuto l'derech hakuma." He took him in this roundabout way. Esis Kedushas Yontif. What's pshat? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu have to go this whole roundabout way? It seemed to be so out of the way. Why did he go out of his way to go out of the way? It seemed just go straight, but he went this whole, he did this whole circle thing. What's going on here? Says the Kedushas Yontif, a beautiful insight. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make clear that at the end of the day, they weren't going to be able to have any taina, any reasoning to say that, oh, the something happened naturally, that the sea split naturally, that the Rabbeinu Shalom did all these crazy things to make sure that Klal Yisrael know at the end of the day that Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. That at the end of the day, that the Jews would believe in him fully. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka went out of his way, so no one can make a rational or logical statement, oh, this only happened because this happened. No, obviously, the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure there was no doubts of him running the world, make sure that no everyone wouldn't be able to make that taina, and they would only have to be able to have complete emuna and completely bitachon in their Rabbeinu Shalom, which really leads me to a beautiful idea insight from Rabbi Leibel Eger. Rabbi Leibel Eger says in Parshas Beshalach, in the first piece, is Vayimina Ba'ashem Moshe Avdo. What is we know? The Medrash tells us that Klal Yisrael were only redeemed ela b'schusa emuna. And he says that at the end of the day, you want to know why Klal Yisrael, why the Yamsuf happened, why the Kriyas Yamsuf happened? Because they grabbed onto this midah of Amuna. Rak lechos b'midas Amuna v'leshaber eslibam lavim b'shmashmayim. Says the Reb Leibel Eger, when a Jew comes with tremendous Amuna, and a Jew comes with complete faith and simple faith in their Rabbeinu Shalom, that brings down tremendous Yeshuas. That's the Yisusa de la Tata to bring down the Yisusa de la Ila. You do your part, the Rabbeinu Shalom will do his part. And that's what the Rabbeinu says, the Kedushas Yontav, Yasav Elokim, the Rabbeinu Shalom did this whole roundabout way to make sure that they believed in him. They wouldn't have any rational, logical excuses. And Rabbi Leibel says, Davka, they had the Koyach of Kriyas Yamsuf coming to them because they had the Midah of Amunah. And Amunah is the Loshon HaMashach, Avichad Michal Zlatcha says, when you have Amunah, it brings down tremendous Shafa. Moving on to the second idea. Second idea, only a few psukim later, Pasuk, Perek Yugema, Pasuk of Alf brought from the Tefer Shomer of Adomsk. Pashuk says, "Hashem holik lefneim yomam ba'amun anil na'chosam aderech v'aderech ba'amun esh lahir lahem na'lechas yomam v'layla." The Rabbeinu Shalom went before them by day in the cloud, and at night by the night, and by day and night they were with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Tefer Shlomo, the lashon of lanchosam haderech. What's that show lanchosam haderech, which just means that he showed them the way. He says that a Jew's life in this world is to bring nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lanchosam haderech means to bring nachas ruach as you go on your way. Lan chosom, to bring nachas to their bonushom, to bring nachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to bring kavod shemaim to their bonushom. And that's exactly the whole vort of what it means to be a yid. Right? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Laman Aleph, how does a Jew serve their bonushom 24/7? Shekol kavanosav yid l'shem shemaim, everything you do is for their bonushom. Achila, shesia, halicha, yeshiv, everything is with yudhe. You have Kadosh Baruch Hu on your mind. And that's why I saw in the Sefer Lekutei Yehoshua, quotes from the Sefer Darchei Chaim, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. Right, the pasuk says a few psukim later, Yudalad Yud, the Jews were crying out to their Rabbeinu Shalom, and Rashi says Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. What does that mean? She tafsu umanos avos beyadam. They took the avos their jobs in their hands. The avos daven, they daven. Says the Sefer Darchei Chaim, we already know that the Jews daven. Vayitzaku v'talva shavosim in Mitzrayim, they're already davening. What's here? Says at the end of the day in Mitzrayim, they're davening for themselves. Here Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. They weren't davening for themselves. They were davening al Hashem. They're davening for the Rabbeinu Shalom, for Kavod Hashem, for Kavod Shemayim. And that's why it says, Rashi says, Shetafsu menos avos b'yodam. Right? The avos didn't daven for themselves. The avos daven for Kavod Shemayim. When a Jew davens, when a Jew does everything in life, it's for Kavod Shemayim. And that's what Tefer Shlomo says, Lanchosam adarach, Lanchosam, to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kavod Shemayim, to bring him nachas ruach. And that's what Shulchan Aruch, that everything you do should be the koshkol kavanos al yidushim shemayim. And that's what the Sefer Darchei Chaim says, why was the tefillah different here than it was in Egypt? Because in Mitzrayim, the tefillah was for themselves. The tefillah here was not only for themselves, but it was for Kavod Shemayim. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Meshech Chochma, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Yedalad, end of Sheni. The Pasuk says, Hashem Yelachem Lachem, the Atem Tacharishun. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do battle for you, and you shall remain silent. As the Meshech Chachma, and he quotes the Medrash, before he gets to this question, he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, not only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu help and fight you here, but forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always fight for you. Elash l'olam yilachem kenegen shalai veichem. It says the Meshech Chachma, what's the deeper explanation in this Medrash? That not only here the Baruch Hu will fight for you, but he'll always fight for you. And says the Meshech Chachma, such a beautiful insight in our relationship with the Baruch Hu. He says that even in the times when we're going to deserve it, and even in times when we're not going to deserve it, when we're not doing the right thing, Gam oz yilchem oivim shel Yisrael. Even in times where we're not going to have good tainas, we're not going to have good excuses to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need your help. But even in a time when we're not going to deserve it, the Rabbon Hashem is always also going to help you. And that's what the Medrash says, that even in times when not only now is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to help you fight off your enemies, but also in the future, even when you deserve it and even when you don't deserve it. Which really reminds me of the Gemara, the famous Malchokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? When are we considered the Rabbon Hashem's children? Rabbi Yehuda says, only when we're doing the Rabbon Hashem's will. Rabbi Meir says, Bekach, Bekach, Nik Rabbonim. Either way, either we're doing the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbon Hashem, we're always the Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And the Rashba writes in a tshuva that we usually pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass on like Rabbi Meir, because a Jew's connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is forever, no matter what they've done. Shavivim, that shows us that tremendous relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever a Jew's done, could always come back to him. And that's what the Kubrin Rebbe said. Rav Moshe of Kubrin said on this Rashba, it's a mitzvah to farsim this Rashba. It's a mitzvah to tell every Jew in the world that a Jew's connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is forever. It's everlasting. And we could never, never forget that. Beautiful insight from the Meshech Chachma. As the Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight for you and also for in the future. The Meshech Chachma says, even in times where you deserve it, even when in times you don't deserve it. And that reminded me of this Machlokes of Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashba, Rav Moshe Kubrin, to meet the mitzvah of the Farsim, that we pass on the Rabbi Meir, even when we're doing the Rabbono Shel Olam as well, even when we're not, we always have that everlasting connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from Yeruchim Levavot and Das Torah. So Yeruchim writes, in the later on, really towards the end of the Parsha, we have the battle with Amalek, Perkid Zion, Pasuk Yubayz. The pasuk says, "The Moshe kvedim." Moshe's hands grew heavy, and they write over there. Even they see matachtam and a stone. They put it underneath him. Says Rashi, "Below Yashav lo al kar v'keses." Amar Yisrael shuim mitzar, afani shuim mitzar. Says Rashi. Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Tainus and Yada Afam and Alav. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't sit on a pillow and a cushion. He said, Klai Yisrael's in a state of grief. If there it were, I'm also going to be in a state of grief. And says Yeruchim, there's a beautiful insight into human psychology. When a person, someone else is going through pain, or someone else is going through tragedy and suffering, we also have to say, oh, I feel for them. No, we also have to feel their pain. We also have to do something, some action and some experience that we have to make sure to feel some discomfort. I remember Ephraim Eliel Shapiro said when he had a machla of cancer a few years ago, and someone in his community found out about it, they didn't just go on with it. They said that this girl didn't eat ice cream for the whole time that he was doing his treatment. And there was someone else in the shul, I believe maybe in the same family, that when they heard that their Rav, Rabbi Shapiro from North Miami Beach, had cancer, they didn't sleep with two pillows every night. Like they usually slept with one pillow. And because someone else is in pain, you're also in pain. And this is a great maisa I saw. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, Rabbi Kiva Eger was once traveling all night to perform a mitzvah. What happened was, there was once a heavy rain came down, and the carriage skidded into a ditch. What happened was, the driver returned to the seat. The driver, I guess, fell out of the seat. Rabbi Kiva Eger offered him a pair of dry socks to replace his wet ones. The driver was profoundly impressed by his thoughtfulness. Yet he was puzzled because he knew that the rabbi's baggage was locked in the back of the wagon. In the morning, they asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi, how could you have done this? How could you have given him some your dry socks? Rabbi Kiva Eger said, I couldn't permit you to drive in wet socks while my feet were dry. At the end of the day, he said, my feet are going to be dry when yours are going to be wet. If you're in pain, I'm in pain. And that's what godless is. If someone else is going through something, you're also going through something. And that's what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, in the simchas and in Chas V'Shalom, the challenges. We're one family, we're one nation. Beautiful insight from Rabbi Ruchim, story from Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro, and the story of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. So this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. What's the meaning of Shabbos Shira? So we know from that tzaddikim, the originator, the Alter Rebbe, really told us that the kriya is ma'ayir d'zman. What is song? Says in the Siva Shom, when a Jew sings out to their Ribbono Shel Olam, a Jew sings when he realizes that everything in his life comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew sings, when he realizes that he feels the closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the ultimate time where Klal Yisrael felt, right? The Medrash says that only up until this time, no one else sang Shira until Klal Yisrael sang Shira. Because no one felt that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That everything in their past was always for the good. When someone sings, and when Klal Yisrael sang at Shira, at Oz Yashir, Moshe prepared himself. He prepared himself, says the Nesiv Hashem. He prepared himself because he knew that, that everything was going to work out well. Oz Yashir, that he already prepared himself, it's a future test, past tense, present tense. He prepared himself that he knew that everything was going to work out well. It says in the Nesiv Hashem that every Shabbos is really Shabbos Shira. Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That's how we go into Shabbos, right? We accept Shabbos with those words, Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, which the Sarim says, Rosh Etevos LeMoshe. Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Because every Shabbos, our Jew merits to see and feel the closest between him and the Rabbonu Shem, that the Rabbonu Shem runs the world. And that's why the Pizetzer writes in his farm, the Pizetzer Rebbe says that Jews have voted in this world to make ladders up to the sky. The Jews have voted this world to make ladders up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? The Pizetzer writes in Tzav Aziris in Os Lamed Vav, Ha'odin Sarach La'asos Sulamos La'alos Alidim Lefamim Hashamayma. A person has to build ladders from this world to the next world. Ha'nigin hu echen me'al sulamos. When a Jew sings, that's one way to bring ladder up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, up to the sky, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Nesiv Hashem, because when a Jew sings, you're ultimately saying that I believe that everything that happens to the Ribbono Shel Olam comes from you. And the ultimate time to feel that is Dafka on Shabbos. That's what's Shabbos Shira. But it's not only Shabbos Shira. It's really every Shabbos. It's Mizmar Shili on Shabbos. Dafka. We should be Zorcha Be'ez Hashem to be able to feel this Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shabbos Shira. Let's just review these five ideas. He started from the lesson of Amunah, the Kedusha Yontov, says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this all this whole roundabout way? Because he wanted to make sure to eradicate in our minds of any natural way that oh, it just happened, there was coincidences and that. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in such a roundabout way to know that we have full bitachon on him and full amunah on the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Rebbe Eger said. The Medrash says, you're only redeemed because of the schus of amunah. And Rebbe Eger says, it's because we had amunah. And so to dilatata, then we were zeichet to have the kriyas yamsov, so to dilayla. Michal Michal Zlachev says, when a Jew has amunah on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that brings down shefa, that brings down salvation. The second idea comes from Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo says, what does it mean, Lanchas Oma Derech? The Rabbono Shem showed us the way. Our avoda in this world is to bring Nachas to the Rabbono Shem, to bring Kavod Shemayim to the Rabbono Shem. That's our job in this world. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Shekol Kavanoso Yilu Shem Shemayim. Everything we do is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk says, by a couple psukim later, we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rashi says that we took the jobs of our forefathers, but we also dive in earlier in Mitzrayim, says the Derech Siva Darchachem. But in earlier in Egypt, we're davening for ourselves. Here, we're davening for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're davening for Yitzhak Ben Yisrael Hashem. We're davening for Kavod Shemayim. We're davening for you. And that's really to make sure everything we do is for Kavod Shemayim. Mr. Chachma has a beautiful insight in Yudal when Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you guys be quiet. The Ribbono Shel Olam Atem Tachrishon. Kadosh Baruch Hashem Yilachem. Kadosh Baruch is going to fight for you. You guys be quiet. And the Medrash says that not only here will Kadosh Baruch Hu fight, Kadosh Baruch Hu will fight for you forever. And says the Medrash Chachma, what's the deeper idea of this Medrash? Even in times where you're going to deserve it, and even in times where you're not going to deserve it, the Ribbono Shel Olam will always be there for you. Which reminded me of the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Ben Meir. We pass like Rabbi Meir. And Rashba says that even though we pass usually like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Meir, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Here we pass like Rabbi Meir. Moshe Kubrin says to make mitzvah of farsim this Rashba. To be able to remember this, especially during the time of Shavivim, that you could always return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Viruchim, so a beautiful insight in Yudzayin Yubayz, Moshe from the Gemara in Tayyus and Manaf. Moshe, he didn't go out to battle, but if the Klaius was out to battle, he didn't sit on a pillow or in a bed or in a cushion, he sat on a rock. Because when another Jew's in pain, another Jew is suffering, he was also suffering. That was the story of Ephraim Shapiro, his demon in his Kehillah, they didn't have ice cream, the same family didn't sleep with two pillows, because their Rav of their Shul was going through a machla, going through suffering there also. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, how can I be in the carriage when if the driver has wet socks, I'm going to have dry socks, that's why he offered his dry socks, to feel another Jew's pain. Finally, fifth and final idea, the Nesiv Shalom, beautiful insight, why is the Shabbos called Shabbos Shira? It was the first time that Klai Yisrael ever sang Shira, because when a Jew sings, it's a time to be able to realize that everything in your life comes, it's a state of completeness. Everything in your life, you realize the Ribbono Shel Olam is right by your side. And that's what Nesiv Hashem says, that every Shabbos we're supposed to feel that. We're supposed to feel that. That's Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos, Rosh HaTevis LaMoshe. And the Pizetzer said in Tzav Aziris, we have to, our Jews are voted in this world to build ladders from this world to the next world. And Kolech HaNigin is one of those ways to be able to do it. Shuzoch HaBez Hashem to take these lessons of Amunah, to be covered Shemayim and everything to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be able to remember that relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, to care about others, and to sing out to the Ribbono Shel Olam during the week and on Shabbos Kodesh. Shkoich.